Good morning. This is a cannabis takeover. So do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken controllers to bring you this special cannabis show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to Station WELTHL, better known as We Live the High Life or Deeper Steel, the Cannamaniac Connection, home of that extraterrestrial brother, dealer of funk and unity, raw cannabis talk, RCT, uncut talk, baby, the bomb. I'm coming to you directly from the Dicot Farms mothership, top of the green Milky Way. 50,000 watts of shown up cannabis talk. I want you to kick back, dig, while I do it to you in your eardrums. Who, me? I'm known as the King Cola, the Big Bud Cannabis Man. And my motto is, hey, make my talk to G-Funk. I wants to get funked up. I want the bomb. I want that G-Funk. Want my talk uncut. Yeah, baby, WELTHL, y'all. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, you got defects, you got things like arthritis, maybe rheumatism, or maybe even some migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to just lay it on the radio right now. Let the vibes flow through, because raw cannabis talk, baby, it not only moves, it can remove, you dig? That desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary smokesmanship. King Cola, I'm chocolate coated, I'm freaky, and I'm showing up habit forming. I'm doing it to you in 3D so groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time, call now. Somebody said, hey, Cola, will weed ever be legal? I said, is 7-Up? Yeah. Cannamaniacs, Canna fans, welcome to the Cannabis Takeover.
Rated M for Mature.
Live from the Dicot Farm Studios, where the grass is always greener, it's Arizona's voice of cannabis, Isaac Griffin.
Oh my God, he's back. Man, it is just like a drug. We worked hard, let me tell you. We worked hard. And I'll tell you what's happening. There is still a ton of work that needs to be done. My Cannamaniacs, King Cola is back. Big Bud Man, I cannot leave, my friends. A lot of people thought that this was just going to be a political show just to make a run, kind of help people get to the point. Uh-oh, Clive. Technical difficulty. Technical difficulty. Now, back to the show. A lot of people thought this was just going to be one of those political shows. Thought we were bought, paid for. Uh-uh. I told you, man, I was just sitting back, retired pro athlete, playing golf, and sipping on margarita. They make the damn best damn margaritas over at Zetejas. Man, they only let you get two. That's all I did. Golf, Zetejas, margaritas. Next thing you know, the phone is ringing off the heezy. And they said, we heard you like to defend the plant everywhere. I said, mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the cannabis takeover started. After doing 18 years of sports radio, retiring and golfing and living a good life. Or should I say living the high life? Here I am, folks. The plant has me here for you. The job of this show, it's a cannabis show, is to get the information, education. We're going back to our roots. Back to the roots. We're going to leave politics somewhere over there right now. Right now, on this day, this moment, at this time. And tell my cannabis patients and my cannabis consumers until they are treated the same as any other consumer of any other product. The battle wages on, my friends. I have something to talk about for you. Welcome to the Morning Buzz. This is how we get things started every single day. The Morning Buzz is brought to you by azmarijuana.com, your digital source when it comes to all things cannabis. If you're on the internet, you've got to download the TuneIn app, folks. You get the show crystal clear. Clive said, hey, listen, let's give them something. Download the app. Take a picture. Let me know you got the app. Man, we're going to do a big swag giveaway every month. You see what I got on, right? I think I can snag a couple more of these from Tommy and get them in the first swag bag. TuneIn app. Download that TuneIn app. Let us know that you got it. We'll post them. We'll pick a winner every month. We'll get that thing started right now. Let's get caught up on some of the buzz headlines. Hey, listen, on this takeover thing, speaking of cannabis takeover, have you been watching the news and what the mainstream media has been doing? You know, this is a news independent talk station, 50,000 watt powerhouse, 1100 KFNX. So every now and then they say, hey, man, can you talk a little news? Maybe every now and then. I know you do the cannabis thing. Can you make it work? Of course I can. I'm a pro. But here's how I do it. I make it come like this. I tie it together because right now all I'm looking at, they're showing all these protests. Trump protests everywhere. And no, this is not a Make America Great hat that I'm wearing. All of my friends looking at me across the world on Periscope, on Facebook Live, on all of our platforms right now. What's that new one we got coming, Clive? Come on, website's coming up. What's that new one? It's a new shout. Shout. We're going to be shoutcasting. It's everywhere. So the hat I have on right now says what? What did that say? Make, get America stoned, not make. Yeah, exactly. Get America stoned. Don't get it twisted, fools. You know how I get down. Trump protests everywhere. But check this out. I noticed this, and I know we have a real laid back Cannamaniac community. But check this out. So people are in the streets protesting this presidential electoral thing, You got people taking off work, school, high schools. But check this out. Let me holler at you real quick. You know, I like to tell stories. That's how I do my thing here. How come... Turn the lights down for a minute. I got to get down and talk to my people for a minute because I'm confused about something. Just dim the lights just a little tick. Now, let me talk to you. So we got people out there protesting the new president-elect. I don't care how many days they protest. He's still going to be president, right? Chet said you got 2 minutes. Okay. So check this out. How come there's not one patient protesting that we, patients who have medical marijuana cards, have lost our gun rights? How come there's more people protesting and the mainstream media, my friends, are putting it out there like the world is ending? But we don't have anybody fighting for your gun rights. Because if you got a medic, and here's what's going to happen. It's across the country. It's going to happen. If you set up in medical, like up in North Dakota, Arkansas, and you know Arkansas love their guns, you wait till you find out when you get that medical marijuana card that you just gave up your gun rights. I don't know how many more states we have to get on board. California don't care. Arizona don't care. Nobody cares. Or maybe because you need the mainstream media, not the cannabis media that I represent, to tell you if you have a medical marijuana card, you no longer have any gun rights. That's a Second Amendment right. They can't do that. Horse chips. They done it. Ninth Circus Court of Appeals. I did a week on this. Attorneys, everybody talking about it. You missed it, get in trouble, have your marijuana card and a gun. It'll be peace out, son. I got a lot to get to. Second season underway. You're hanging out inside the Dicot Farm studio where the grass is always greener. Oh, I got so much to talk to you about. Can't wait.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and results that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms, we're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields. And to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you're tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow. phxhydro.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
And it feels good to be back in the studio, the Dicot Farm studio. This is how we roll each and every day. We are America's Cannabis Show. Feels good to be sitting here, and I got to say this. I want to thank everybody for hanging out. Thanks for sticking around. If you're new to the show, let me just tell you that the action and the passion that you hear is real. I'm an advocate of the plant. The plant has nominated me to be the voice of reason when it comes to the medicinal side, getting the information out. Report the news, report it good, bad, and different. Let people make their own decision. If it's new research coming out, you'll hear about it right here. If there's indifferences coming out in the law, you'll hear about it right here. If you hear about changes that are good, you'll hear about it right here first. Why here first? Well, we're the only cannabis show that comes on live every day. Right here, 50,000 watts. Download the TuneIn app. Also, we're streaming live on KFNX. That's right, 1100 AM. Check them out if you want to get in and view us. We're on Facebook Live. We got about, well, let me stay humble. I told Clyde from here on out, let's just stay humble. We're over a million. We got over a million followers over our social media platform. We're doing it big for you, spreading the information. I called it planting seeds. That's all. I told you I had some big news for you. Got to tell you, second quarter brought to you by my friends over at Lexus. If you get a chance, get over, check out the new Lexus lineup at Lexus.com. They are fresh, hot, smooth. I love Lexus. And at the same time, get the feel of the wheel, test drive that hot new Lexus or something pre-driven, certified, I promise you, neighborhood Lexus dealer. Thank you very much. Real quick, I told you I had some breaking news. Anytime we do breaking news, it's brought to you by my friends over at John's Choice. John's Choice, choice of legends, breaking news. Now, you know Nevada, we had 8 states jump on board, but Nevada, boy, I'm going to tell you now, Vegas just became another destination. They are now totally recreational, totally legal. Now, let me tell you what starts to happen. Breaking news. So Nevada gets this passage of the cannabis legalization. It's already having the type of impact that I'd like to see across the board, across the country, from Washington, Cali, to Maine, to Florida, North Dakota, Michigan, Arizona. I can go on and on and on. We're starting to take this thing over, but check this out. Here's what's got to happen, man. It's got to happen. They did something really cool that is now having a huge impact on their legal system. And I'm talking about the criminal justice system, CJS. Now check this out. So here's what happens when voters come out, unlike they did here in Arizona. But I think some of the reason they didn't come out would be because what I'm about to read to you. Here's what Nevada did. In the wake of the voters last week approving what they call that statewide adult use law, I didn't hear nothing about recreational. Everybody in the world know Vegas is the biggest recreational spot on the planet. And here's what it's telling me. Ohio, their first legislation failed. Prop 205 was a lot like the Ohio legislation. I'm not talking politics. I'm just talking truth right now. It failed for a lot of reasons. Most of it, verbiage. Recreational use. That was dumb as hell. So if you do anything on this next run into 2018, and here we go again, you got 6-7 different groups. I still can't figure out, before I get to the rest of this story, I can't figure out why in the state of Arizona, everybody that wants the legalization can't be one group. Why? Why does everybody have to have... Because let me just keep it real with you. Clive, turn the lights down. I got to talk to the people. They got it twisted. Okay. So, let me give you the deal. You got all of these different groups that want to be chief. It's kind of like Obama or any president. Somehow they trying to get a legacy or something like that. But if you understand anything about anything, you could have 27 groups. He who has the microphone has the power. Do I need to say that again? He who has, in my Bill Cosby voice, the microphone, has the power. You could do as many of them little videos as you want to. And you could sign up as many as them little volunteers. Because if you're working for free, your group ain't going to never make it. You just out there. So you need to join another group
that's doing the most. And then that group need to bring that other group in. And then that group need to bring that other group in. And I don't care if you call it a consortium, put 6-7 people around the table and make it one group. But why do we have to have 4-5 MPP, Safer Arizona, Say Yes, Do It For Me, I Want to Grow, Women's Group, Men's Group, too many groups. You heard me talk about Band of Hand. When you do that, you can do that and pick them off one by one. When you do that, when you make a fist, it's powerful. Man, we gotta stop being divisive in this game. That's why Arizona is the only state that lost. Too many people want to be the chief. And when it come down to it, man, I'm the King Cola. I'm the big butt, man. I got the microphone. I got the power. I will represent and put the word out. This is the kind of stuff that we need. Listen, in the wake of voters, which means they came out in Nevada, approving a statewide adult use law. Adult use. Ain't that just common sense? Doesn't adult use law sound better than recreational? I mean, really. This ain't the YMCA, fools. It's real life. Sound like you was doing a writing something for the YMCA or for recreational use. What? Baseballs or softballs or gloves? No. This for grown folks. Cannabis is for grown folks. You have to talk grown folk language to them and us, not recreational. Because recreational mean the kids go, oh, we can play? We can get out too? Adult use means sit your ass at the kiddie table with the rest of the kids while it's adult smoke. When you get grown, you can do what mom and daddy do. Because I want to teach them in the house. I don't care what nobody say. Now, back to the story. Here's the deal. In Vegas, prosecutors in Vegas, they said they will stop pursuing charges against people accused of having small amounts of cannabis. The county office says it won't file any. We know what any, that's zero. None, aught, as my grandmother used to say, naught comes before aught. So they're not going to fire, not naught. So what I'm trying to tell you is, in Vegas, they got it right again. Not only do the voters come out to pass it, they pass it with flying colors. Prosecutors in Vegas say, man, we ain't gonna send our police officers out there to be arresting nobody. None of that for no new charges for cannabis possession. Wow, I know it changes everything that we do. Bottom line, it's legal cannabis in Las Vegas. Therefore, we gonna enforce until the law takes effect next year. But no, after it goes into effect, man, y'all good. It's called decriminalization. Now, decriminalization is not better than legalization. But you see what it forces police to do. I'll be back. I got to go into my Facebook stories with you guys right after a little news. Fun, entertainment, all that good stuff coming up. See ya. You got to stick around for this.
Arizona News Radio, controversial video from Flagstaff goes viral.
I have a warrant.
Hey, you can't hit a girl like that.
Flagstaff police officers seen punching a woman with an open fist as he tries to take her into custody. A woman and her boyfriend apparently in the process of being evicted. The woman accused of resisting arrest when the officer, identified as Jeff Bonar, is seen punching her. Police officials say they've launched an internal investigation. Big drop in temperatures around the state today. A Pacific storm system moving through. Strong winds, a lot cooler, but not much rain or snow.
Very little moisture. We might see a couple sprinkles or snow showers, generally north of the Flagstaff area and over the higher terrain.
Brian Klimowski with the Weather Service. At least two Arizona congressmen among the 150 who signed a letter to President-elect Trump calling for him to oust Steve Bannon from his transition team. Congressman Ruben Gallego and Raul Grijalva signing the letter saying Bannon's ties to the white nationalist movement undermine Trump's ability to unite the country. Suns lose to the Nuggets in Denver. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic and service of Compassion International. We have a closure out in Mesa. The northbound 202 is closed at the 60. The southbound 202 is closed at the 60. Also, we have Rio Salado Parkway is closed east and westbound between Mill and Ash. You can change the life of a child in poverty today when you become a sponsor with Compassion International. Find out how at compassion.com/radio.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, mostly sunny today with a high of 70. Winds be out of the west at 5 miles per hour. This evening, it'll be clear to low of 47, with the west wind at 5 miles per hour becoming east-northeast. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny and a high of 75. Friday night will be clear and a low of 50 degrees. I'm Wayne Trapp from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 64 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, more Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
There's a great new world of cannabis oils and concentrates available, and patients are turning to Kind Concentrates for the best concentrates for every lifestyle. The future of cannabis is KIND Concentrates. They focus on the highest quality of botanical medicines sourced from organic live soil plants for their live resin CBD shatter wax oil and crumble. Kind Concentrate specializes in clear and live resin, some of the most potent products available. Both are 100% solvent-free cannabis concentrates, unmatched in their potency, purity, and flavor, tested at over 70 to 80% THC. Not sure where to start? Try their ERRL 710 Cup winner for best non-solvent indica. Kind Concentrate's live resin in Northern Lights for a robust terpene profile and sublime medicating experience. This is just one of Kind's six award wins at this year's ERRL 710 Cup, including Best Vape Pen, Best CBD Concentrate, and Best Sativa Non-Solvent. Kind makes it easier to try their products. Each week, they host their signature Clear Days event at a different dispensary where you can buy one, get one free on Kind Clear and Live Resin. Check out Kind's events calendar at kindconcentrates.com and click on events to learn more. Kind Concentrates for every lifestyle.
Living the High Life, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Sophisticated cannabis talk with the king of cannabis, Isaac Griffin. Finally, a cannabis show you can trust. Living the High Life, weekdays at 10 a.m.
At Earth's Healing in Tucson, we believe Mother Nature makes the best medicine. Earth's Healing combines low prices with the highest quality of medicine. Check out our brands.
Earth Dabs Shatter and Wax.
And Earth Vapes Solvent-Free Oil Cartridges.
Available in 300,
500,
and 800 milligrams.
And priced to please.
All new patients get a free gram of their choice.
And veterans, seniors, and students get a 10% discount.
Visit earthshealing.org.
Or in person at 2075 East Benson Highway in Tucson. We're worth the drive.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up.
You're listening to Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, on the LTHL Network. To reach Isaac, call 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here's Isaac.
Hey, man, welcome back. Always a pleasure. Just about 35 minutes after the big hour. This is how we do it. This is season two, folks. We kind of got lucky, and when I say lucky, blessed. Because everything that we took off with was going to be a pilot. It ended up going past 13 weeks. It ended up at 6 months. Now we are into officially our season number two. And we wanted to go on and on and on
We just want to make sure we go back to basics, back to the roots, as we like to say, the roots of the plant, which is medicine. So forever, forever, we're going to be talking about the plant, talking about medicine, talking about research. We're going to be bringing people in that will share their stories, because what I'm finding is it's all about the education. The reason things are passing, the reason people are coming out of the green closet, and that's a whole nother story, is because we have to educate. And that's why on my Facebook over at Ike Mega Griffin 3, you will find a ton of great research and stories. And what's nice is, my Cannamaniacs, my Canna fans that jump in, send me a ton of other research and stories. If you want to get in, make sure you friend me. I'll bring you on board. That's the best thing I can do, is to really grow our community. And a lot of times, because we're all over the country, all over the world, you guys get conversations started, and it is phenomenal. That's why, you know, before we go into our fourth quarter, by the way, third quarter brought to you by Adidas, the new three-stripe hemp gym shoe. And a walking shoe. It's this nice little casual shoe. But make sure, if you haven't seen them, or you don't have anything hemp in your closet, that's another thing. I'll get to that in just a moment. But go to adidas.com, get your favorite ordered, have them delivered. If you're lazy like me, that's what I do. And at the same time, if you'd like to get out and try them on, head over to any of your neighborhood local Foot Lockers. How about that? And I was going to tell you, too, real quick, when you start talking about hemp, I'm going to be doing a lot with hemp. Hemp, my friends, will be the next big thing. And I hate to say the next big thing. It only went away because of, you know, when they jammed Henry Ford up, threw him in the back of that trunk, allegedly, and then drove him out and said, look, Henry, you got to destroy the hemp car and the hemp oil and all of that because, you know, Carnegie, my man Carnegie, got the steel thing down. You know, my boy Hirsch going to be doing all that, the newspaper, so he needs to, you don't want to do it on hemp. You want to do it on paper. It's nicer. We got that oil thing wrapped down. So, you know, we want to start selling gasoline. So what we need you to do, Henry, is lose the cannabis car and lose that diesel cannabis gasoline you have. We don't want to see that anymore. And if we do, could you imagine if Henry Ford tells them what to do with that? Like, go stick it where the sun don't shine. I'm about to put my hemp car out. You know, we don't have the Detroit Lions. No. You know, the Fords own the Lions. We don't have any Lions. Because I promise you, the Mother Cats was not going to let Henry Ford put that car out. And if Henry Ford don't put the car out, obviously, you know, he's gone. They snuffed him out, allegedly. And I hate to do hypothetical, but if they snuff Henry Ford out, man, this whole country is different. You see why they snuffed out cannabis, right? You see why they snuffed out hemp, right? They changed the whole course of this country. Another show. Now, I told you earlier I wanted to get to a couple good stories that are out here. Police can't tell if you're stoned. You know that, right? Everybody's worried about, oh, yeah, they can. If your eyes are red, they can tell. So what? Man, your eyes could be red from swimming in a swim pool. I just got out the pool, officer. That's why my eyes are red. I don't have to be high. I'm on the swim team. I just left the Y. I don't care what you tell them. I was in a whirlpool. Because your eyes will get red in the whirlpool. They'll get red in the steam room. I just left the gym. So right now, coming out of Colorado, you know that's the base model right now. They about to forget about Colorado. Soon as California go online, they ain't gonna give a damn about Colorado. Except in the wintertime. You know, the same folks go to ski, they get high, they get medicated, so they're gonna go. Hey, I gotta say hello to a couple things. Let me get rid of a couple things I gotta do. A little house cleaning real quick. By the way, Green Friday, that's gonna be November 25th. I'm going to be live down at, I'm going to be in Tucson. I'm going to be live doing a broadcast from the Earth Healing Dispensary. And you just heard them. They're giving away stuff down there. So if I'm live, I'm going to be telling them to give away all kind of free stuff. Just give away some free grams. Give away some free shit. Just give it away. I'm here. Give it away. So come down to Tucson, and guess what? They're going to be doing some magnificent stuff because that's going to be like, you know, to everybody else, it's a Black Friday. To us in the cannabis world, it's a Green Friday. If you want to get some goodies, you want to get some low, low prices, it's going to be worth the drive. Come down. Doctors on the show will be talking medicine, going back to our roots. So check it out. And by the way, if you get a chance locally, November 14th through the 24th, my boy Dan Hayden and the folks over at THC, they're doing a canned food drive. Check this out. If you head over there and take like a canned good, each canned food item donated is a coupon to give you a $35 eighth of flour. That's pretty good. Now, everything will go to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, and they feed, clothe, house, heal anybody who needs it. That's the Holistic Center. Check them out. And then finally, I got to say what's up to my man Austin. I stopped by there yesterday. They got a place called the Chiba Hut here in Arizona. If you don't know anything about the Chiba Hut, I got the menu right here, and I'm getting hungry trying to figure out. Hey, let me ask you this real quick before I tell you more about the Chiba Hut. Why is it okay for people to have a Bloody Mary in the morning? And that's that nasty tomato juice and vodka, right? Am I right? And then they put that little celery thing in there like it's healthy. But if you tell somebody, hey, I had a Bloody Mary this morning, they go, oh, man, I wish I had one. Don't they? Yeah, I try it. Just try it. Just walk somewhere and go, man, I had a Bloody Mary this morning. And they go, wow, I wish I could have one. And then go out and go, oh, dude, I just smoked the baddest bowl I ever smoked. I had the best wake and bake. I had a cup of coffee and a huge bowl. I'm nice. And they go, dude, for real? I mean, why is that so bad? How come it's okay for my alcoholic friends to have a Bloody Mary in the morning? But if I wake and bake, it's like the world came to end. I don't understand. But anyway, at the Chiba Hut, you can't get a Bloody Mary. That's why I said it. But they got drinks, they got munchies, they got it all. And one good thing I like about them is when you head over there, they got these things called loaded nachos that I got to get over there and try. Everything on this menu is priced like when I was in college. Now, how long ago was that? Long time. Many moons ago. I mean, this is a college price. I mean, and guess what they got? They got this thing called munchies. Munchies. Now, I reach over 20,000 Canamaniacs, so I'm locked out there in penetration. Munchies. What do people who medicate like to do the most? I'll wait. Exactly. Munchies. I want everybody to start headed by the Chiba Hut. You might catch me in there knocking down some of my munchies. Now, I was telling you before we go into break, police can't tell if you're stoned. They really can't. And right now, out of Colorado, the leading legal eagles, as they call them, have confirmed that almost all stone driving cases that go to trial. You ready? You ready? Nah, I'll wait. I'm thinking about something right now. I'm thinking about that Rolls Choice I had last night, right before Empire. I can't even remember what it was on Empire. Chet, say you got a minute. So what I'm going to do, Chet, is I'm going to take about 30 seconds, and I'm going to set up this story because I want everybody to know that if you burn and you drive, what could happen to you? I'm going to let you know how you will always walk away scot-free. You could be high as a kite. You could be medicated. Just don't be swerving and doing nothing stupid. Wait till you hear the information I have for you that will set you free. And we had a thing called the idiot test. You would know when to take when the test was coming. You know when the marijuana test was coming. If you flunked it, you were an idiot. So if you flunk this test, you're an idiot. Stay with me.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where a patient come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms. We're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields, and to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you're tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow. phxhydro.com.
Man, this is Tommy Jung. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Now back to the voice of the cannabis community, Isaac Griffin, with the last segment of today's Living the High Life.
All guests appear on the Uber/driver.com hot seat when they are in the Dicot Farm studio. Lock in if you're trying to get your side hustle on. Make sure you head right over to Uber/driver.com. And a lot of good things. I even heard right now they got a deal now where they pay you daily. You could actually get paid daily when you work for Uber. You want to get a side hustle on, get some quick emergency cash, holiday cash. Uber/driver.com. Welcome back to Living a High Life, the Ike Mecca Griffin Cannabis Show. Always good to be with you just about, 51 to 52 minutes before the hour. We are live from the Dicot Farm Studio in downtown Phoenix here at 1100 KFNX, 1100 AM, 50,000 watt powerhouse. If you are just tuning in, thank you for hanging out. Thank you for coming back. This is Cannabis Talk, the only cannabis show that is local, daily, every day. There's a lot behind this show, and it doesn't work without my sponsors, advertisers, people who want to get involved in this community, care about this cannabis community, want to educate the cannabis community, get the information out to the cannabis community. That's what this show is for. Nothing more, nothing less. Get the good stuff out. So right now we've got about 8 states, I believe, that have voted to legalize, obviously, adult use for cannabis, along with 28 other states that have legalized medical cannabis. We're sitting pretty good. Don't forget, over there where the POTUS is, we've got Washington, D.C. They've legalized everything, recreational, adult use, and medical cannabis. Now, here's the deal. I got to continue to remind cardholders, and I believe it's something that's going to happen across this country. First of all, folks, do not forget, do not trip out. I see protests across this country over a president-elect. I don't see anyone in the cannabis community trying to rally. I'm doing my best to put the information out. You guys have to do the rest. Do your own decision. Decide what we need to do, and I'll get it out to the people. Bottom line is, there's nobody fighting for Second Amendment rights. Why, as a patient, do I have to give up my gun rights? Why? When someone tries to purchase a gun now, if you have a medical marijuana card, they are going to ask you about your marijuana use. Why is that allowed? Why are we not fighting about that? Right now, cannabis users are considered addicts, drug users. We know cannabis is not a drug. We're not fighting over that. The drug marijuana is federally prohibited by the government. But based on the way they have things set up, if you're a cannabis user, which they're referring to as marijuana, cannabis is the legal form which shows medicinal use. As long as we keep using marijuana, we're going to lose the battle. And we'll always stand up in legal court. And I told you, on that legal court note, let me tell you this. I told you I was going to break it down for you so you knew what was going on up in Colorado. I was going to show you how you are free to drive medicated if you know what to do. The police may tell you you're high. You look high. I told you all kind of ways you can get around that one. But here's the deal. And this is coming from the prosecuting attorney up in Colorado. He's saying that stoned driving cases that go to trial end in acquittal. Did you know that? Almost all stone driving cases that go to trial, I'm going to hit you real quick, end in acquittal. Now, if this was a rap battle, if you've ever seen a rap battle, when the guy throw out a killer line, he'll stop and go, oh, whoa, 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 wait a minute. I know that one went right over y'all head, right? And let me say it again. Let me do that again. All stone driving cases that go to trial end in acquittal. That's deep, dog. What you mean? Most times, what do people do? They take a plea. I'm going to take a plea. Stop taking pleas. A plea puts you on paper. Folks, hear me. Stop taking the plea. Right here, almost all. I'm going to go with the almost all chances. Stone driving cases that go to trial end in acquittal. Why? Oh, why is that, King Cola? Oh, great big bud man. Tell us why. Well, according to the prosecutors and the great legal minds out here, these are difficult. I quote, these are difficult cases to prosecute because our current law is not strong enough to effectively hold people accountable. So they're going to want to change the law. Check this out. You ready? Remember, we can't do nothing. We smoke. The only thing they're going to let us do is smoke and stay in our damn house. That's all they want us to do. You want legal rights? Go get your medicine and go home. Or go over another friend's house, but you will not be in the street. You will not be at the dance club. You will not do any of that. You want to be legal? You're going to get what you need and take your butt home. That's a form of control. We call it freedom. Ooh, I can smoke. No, you can only smoke at home. That's a form of control. Because I can take my Oxycontin and my Percocets anywhere I want to. At the job. At church. While I'm driving. On a date. Did you hear about this one? They're trying to stop Viagra and Cialis. They're trying to stop both of those. Why? Why? Why would you want to stop ED? Okay. Back to what I was talking about. See how easy it is to get sidetracked when you got to put so much out? Now, I was telling you why we're so cool. The reason the police can't really mess with us, check this out. This ain't nothing King Cola came up with. They got a number of studies out there, man. They found most people like me, us, living the high life people, check this out. When we're under the influence, and I'll use their verbiage, under the influence of THC, they have no problem passing field sobriety test. Really? Really? So what you're telling me is, all these suckers out here that's putting a little, I'm going to do my sobriety test on the YouTube, see if I can pass it. And if you don't pass that test, you're an idiot. Remember I told you about the idiot test in the NFL? Everybody and their brother know you get tested once. You know the date. They even tell you when to stop so it's not in your system. So on that date, when you take that test, when the results come back, if you failed it, they look at you like, damn, you're an idiot, dog. You knew when the test was coming. You knew when to stop. And you still flunked the test? Dude, you got a problem. You're an idiot. Now, if you flunk the field sobriety test, you're an idiot. You know why? Because they got studies saying that people under the influence of THC have no problem passing the field sobriety test. In fact, one of the studies used making this determination showed that 50%, one out of two, it's always a lame-o in there, passed a standardized field sobriety test with what they call flying colors. Hey, man, I can't tell you what to do. I'm going to just tell you what I'm going to do. Denver becomes the first U.S. city to allow cannabis in bars and yoga studios. They smoke it in yoga studios? You got to get blew out. Let's talk about that tomorrow. I got so much to continue. I'm out of time. I'll see you tomorrow.
Drifting? You know I'm drifting. Hey, Griffin, you drifting?
I'm chilling while I'm drifting. Drift is the Dicot Farms cannabis sublingual spray with a minty flavor you'll love. It's taking over the country. Now you can be discreet when you want to feel good. No matter where you are, a couple of sprays under your tongue and you'll be ready for anything. Drift gives you that right amount of THC in every spray for maximum benefit. And the best part about Drift, nobody knows you're drifting. Drift, available at all local dispensaries.
Come on in to Uncle Herb's Health Center, located at 200 North Tonto Street in Payson, Arizona. First-time customers receive 25% off their first purchase, and loyal customers get to take advantage of our crazy low sales prices on flower, concentrates, and Uncle Herb's medibles. Open 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. We concentrate on education and getting the medicine that is best for you. Take a trip up the hill to the biggest little dispensary in Arizona, Uncle Herb's Health Center. Tell them Chef Francis sent you.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premium.